Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Now, regular listeners to this program would be familiar with the Strathbogie stories I have been playing. Strathbogie Council partnered up with Storytowns to create all these natty little audio stories about the different towns in the Strathbogie Shire. So far, we've played the ones on Strathbogie itself, on Violet Town, Euroa, and Nagambie. And today, it's time to put the spotlight on Avenel with the audio story by Storytowns about Avenel. Do enjoy.
Right now, you are driving into Avenel and you are actually entering Cali Country. In fact, here's something you might not know. Ned Kelly's dad, John, who was also known as Red, is buried at the Avenel Cemetery. The grave is not hard to find. It's just on your left to the main gate. Ned Kelly, well, he spent his young years in Avenel, and it was a pretty eventful period of his life. When he was just 11, Ned saved a young boy from drowning in Hughes Creek, which is named after the town's first European settler, Henry Kent Hughes. The boy's family was so grateful actually gave Ned a green sash to thank him for his heroism. And Ned was actually wearing the sash under his armour when he had his famous last stand at Glenrowan 14 years later. Yep, there's a lot of history at Avenel, which is now home to 1,000 people. But these days, the town is better known for fine food than bushrangers. And our first stop is Avenel Meats, which is a stunning preserved old weatherboard shop on Bank Street. You can't miss it. And if you see the old butcher's bike, a 1930s Malvern Star out the front, well, that means that Scotty, the local butcher, he's open for business. Scotty did his butchering apprenticeship in Melbourne, but now he's called Avenel home since 1987. And that's when he saw an ad in the Sun showing that the Avenel butcher shop was up for sale. 10 grand later, the shop was Scotty's, and he's been feeding the town ever since.
One thing that I've got to point out is people keep telling me about your sausages.
No, they're a big part of our business. Yeah, always was taught that too. Yeah, so good sausages, good butcher type thing, Jared. So check the sausages from the butcher.
Oh, really?
Check his sausages and his mince, and if they're any good, he'll be a good butcher to you.
All right, tell me the secret to a good sausage then, Scotty.
Natural skins is a good start.
Oh, yeah.
Fresh meat, yeah, and just we make them all by hand, so we don't use any synthetics.
Oh.
Yeah, and just like the quality of the meat's a big thing, Jared. We make all our own like recipes up, so it'd be a little bit different as well, and a bit unique. I'm about to make some Wagyu ones. I do them every now and then, just with some shiitake mushrooms.
Ooh.
Yeah, something different. We don't do them all the time, but we just, yeah, come up with the idea, both Japanese with the Wagyu and the mushroom, and yeah, and they go well when I've got them. Very juicy sausage, but fat is a big thing as well. You don't want them too dry, so. But we do about probably 6 or 7 different sorts.
Scotty is the real deal when it comes to butchering. He even wears an old school butcher's uniform. And he's a big part of this community, and he loves this town.
You couldn't ask for any better. Like him, the school, the footy club, golf club, you know, just everything. We've got everything here.
Yeah.
And everyone supports each other. Yeah, we're all into it. The country living, the fresh air. Yeah, ride a push bike to work, so you're hearing the birds wake up, or maybe not wake up. Maybe they're going to sleep when I'm going to sleep. They're going home. I don't know. I think I'm up before the birds sometimes. Yeah, couldn't be happier living here. No, and for my family, my wife Nisha, she's the backbone to the whole business. Like, I'm here talking to you now, but without Nisha, there's no business.
Yep, Avenel Meats. Well, it's a real family affair. Scotty's got 6 kids, and they've all been involved in the business. So make sure you pop into the shop, have a yarn with Scotty, and he'll give you the lowdown on where to go in Avenel. And Scotty's meats, well, if you want to try them, they're on the menu all around town. In fact, there's even a pizza named after Scotty at the famous Bank Street Pizza, which is just across the road from this butcher shop. And that's where we find co-owner Sam Lewis. As well as hospitality, Sam has a background in film and television, working as a location manager. So she certainly knows the top spot when she sees it, and she fell in love with Avenel as soon as she arrived in town.
I actually had a family friend had bought a house here, and she sort of yeah, was telling us about her place. And so we had a look, and obviously we found out about Bank Street Pizza as well, and Callum and Janelle were running that and fell in love with that too. So I guess I had an interest in Avonall and I just loved it. I thought it was a really cute, charming town. It was not too big, you know, not too tiny. It was just gorgeous. And yeah, having Bank Street, my plan was to originally was to buy a block across the road and just eat pizza and drink Prosecco every Friday night and stumble home.
After taking over Bank Street Pizza, Sam then resurrected the nearby Harvest Home. It's a lovely old 1870s building, and now it's been turned into a boutique hotel.
And then we were just having a look, you know, a little sticky beak, and then I was blown away by this place, how it had been left here completely abandoned is how it felt. You know, everything was completely dirty. Yet it had these beautiful ornate ceilings and these grand fireplaces and, you know, and then the incredible gardens and a pool. You just, every time you walked through another room, it was just, I don't think my mouth closed the whole time. I was just,
wow.
Yeah, jaw dropped.
Harvest Home is a great place to stay in Avonall, and the pizza at Bank Street is next level. They've had rave reviews everywhere. So grab yourself a Scotty pizza, which is pork and fennel sausage, caramelised onion, spinach, and a touch of chilli, and just dine in the lovely gardens behind the restaurant. And then the idea would be to wash it all down with a nice Chardonnay from Fowles Wines. So this brings us to our last stop, Fowles Wine, which is an award-winning winery. You've probably seen some of their range, including Are You Game? And Ladies Who Shoot Their Lunch. They're pretty good names for wines. You can't miss them. Well, Matt Fowles, well, he was once a lawyer and he gave it all up for life on the land. It hasn't been an easy road, but Matt loves it.
People often ask, well, what, if you knew what it was going to be like, would you have done it? When we moved up here, it was almost like Mother Nature, because you commit your life to Mother Nature in wine. Uh-huh. And it was almost like she said, you know, are you a boy from the bush or a silver tail from the woods? Let's find out. And the 2006 vintage was very difficult. 2007 was smoke and drought. 2008 was record heat. 2009 was those awful Black Saturday fires and drought.
Oh, yeah.
By 2009, I was standing on the dam wall with Lou, my wife. I'd be lying if I said there wasn't a tear rolling down our cheeks, and just looking across the dam, and it was virtually empty. And I said, you know, I think we've buggered it. You know, I don't know if we can keep going. Because that all coincided with the GFC and the economic difficulty there, the high Australian dollar. In the wine industry, there was structural oversupply as well. There was retail consolidation between the two big buyers in Australia. So there was just all these forces in play that was making it very difficult. Uh-huh. But the most difficult thing is when you got empty dams. And so we were in pretty marginal territory at that point. Huh. And then 2010 was the vintage of the century. It was just the perfect vintage. Huh. It was like this watershed moment for us where, mind you, 2011, we didn't make one red. So she just said, here you go, here's another slap on the snout for you. And Mother Nature, that is.
Then
2012 till now, we've been blessed. You know, we're really lucky with the vintages we've had, so, which has let us really crack on.
Yep, Mother Nature isn't always friendly, but when you've got fine food and fine wine, it's hard to complain.
You know, at the end of the day, we're farmers and we're happy if we sell out of stuff, so we're happy to be fair priced on our wine. We love sharing the regional produce and wine with people. You know, that's what really drives us, so if people can have an experience here and they go away and tell their mates, that's about as good as it gets from our point of view.
As they say, Avonall rocks foodie haven. I'm Jared Pickford. This has been a Storytowns production in partnership with the Strathbogie Shire Council. For more information, click on the information button under the podcast profile.
Housel Honda is now Shepparton Motorcycles and Power Equipment. Operating from the same location with the same commitment and passion to customer service and the local community that you have come to expect from Juddy and the team. Shepparton Motorcycles and Power Equipment is still Shepparton's home to Honda motorcycles, side-by-sides and power equipment. For sales, service, advice and apparel, call into our store on Vanilla Road. Shepparton Motorcycles and Power Equipment. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
We all have our own purpose in life, and it's different for everyone. It could be looking after the land or bringing smiles to your customers. Maybe it's building a dream home to raise your family. Maybe it's to keep studying and learning, or coaching and staying connected to the community. No matter what you're here to do, GMCU are here for you. GMCU, banking with purpose. Visit gmcu.com.au or speak to your local team today.
Station sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
Hi, Daryl from Aussie Ag Supplies. If you're looking for new tractor parts, call us. We carry good stocks of parts for Sami, Deutz, McCormick, Landini, Massey Ferguson, TEA Fergies, Ford Tractors and Fiat. We're also now wrecking Massey Ferguson 3350, Sami Explorer 90, Golden 85, Frutetto 90 and 85 and 75 plus Lamborghinis and TEA Fergusons. Call me, Daryl, on 042823 5000. Remember the number 0428 235 000.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.